Okay, so right now, we are a new concept. We're between the days of Hanukkah and Purim. We'll see why it comes up relevant. The Noam Elimelech's grandson, he writes about the fact that there are 70 days between the last day of Hanukkah and the first day of Purim. It's got in a long drasha saying that the 70 days between Sukkot and Hanukkah, and then he goes, that's the first day of Sukkot and the first day of Hanukkah, or last day of Sukkot, last day of Hanukkah, because they're both 8 days. And then, from Hanukkah to Purim is 70 days as well. And he quotes over there that if you work on whatever it means you're supposed to work on in Kabbalistic fashion for 70 days, then you'll be zoichi, he says, to the Nun Shari Bina. But we're between those 2 days, between the 70 days of Hanukkah and Purim, and we'll see why we brought it up. So we are right now still, shockingly, in Pasuk Hey. And Pasuk Hey, we said that there was a two-step party. When the days ended of the 180-day party, then he invited more people in. Who do you invite in? The Migadol V'ad Katan. Those are the words we've been discussing. We're still going to discuss these words. Migadol Katan, he invited everyone in from the old, we weren't sure, the powerful, the status people, whatever Gadol meant, we had different interpretations of Ad Katan. Until that, from the high society to the low society, from the oldest to the younger, whatever it means. The Rekeach, Rishon, Shtelzach on the first two letters. Limi Gadol V'ad Katan. What is the Limi Gadol V'ad Katan? What is the Lamed Mem added? I don't, to me it made sense. But usually the Rekeach is a lot of like code breaking. Right. Right. So he does it together. And he said the Lamed Mem equals 70. And he says it means the Ayin of Sanhedrin. It's very vague, but pastors, what he means is that the Sanhedrin was invited along. We're going to take this on a different route tonight. But we're going to come back to this concept that the Lamed Mem might mean, it will definitely equal 70, and might mean a different interpretation. So we start like this. This is a fascinating idea. The Benoi Salevi, who wrote the original classic on Megillas Esther, also leaker of different interpretations. Going back, that is Reb Shlomo Alkabatz, famous for being the author of the Chadoidi, a Mekobel and Tzvas in the old days. And he wrote this Benoi Salevi, which has a lot of fascinating stuff. Since then, it's quoted a lot. And in there, on...
Just one thing before you go further.
Yes.
You say to me, Shara Bina, in general, what was before the Yom HaMahayim? What was before? Nes Chanukah, Nes Purim.
In reality, Purim came first.
Purim came first.
Of course.
So now I say Nes Chanukah, you could say Shara Bina. In general, Nes Purim was before Nes
Chanukah. Yeah. But I don't know if he's talking about the Nes Chanukah, the Nes Purim. He's talking about the fifth. Yeah. Yeah. Talking about the 7 days in between. Now, look what it says here. Now, the basic story is, that's why we want everyone to have the Chumash here, is that Perek Beis, Perek Aleph, we know that Vashti gets killed. Then in Perek Beis, they're searching for a new queen, and she is chosen. And one of the few markers we have here is in Tezayin. Pasuk Tezayin, it says, what year was it? It was in the Malchusa of Achashverosh. What year? Mishnah Shevel Malchusa. Seventh year of his reign. We've been doing the last five Pesukim, in Perek Aleph was the third year of his reign, right? Pasuk Beis, and started the whole thing, by Yom Ha'im, Keshevet Samelch, Mishnah Shloish L'malchoy. So Perek Aleph begins in the third year of his reign that we discussed last year. And now, in the seventh year of his reign, is when Esther's chosen. So simple interpretation, you could say that from the killing of Vashti until they chose the new queen, it doesn't happen in 1 hour, takes a little time, it took about 4 years possibly to say. Okay, she's chosen in the middle to the end of Perek Beis. After that, now, no dates now, what that means after that, but after that, at one point when already Esther was in power, is Bixen and Sheresh tried to kill the king, and Mordechai figured it out and did not take credit publicly and arranged for Bixen and Sheresh to be caught and save the king's life, long live the king, everything's good. That's the end of Perek Beis, right? And it says over there, they looked into it, we'll get into that eventually. And they both of them were hung. How did they kill them? Hanging. That, yeah, no, but that means he never admitted to it. He told Esther. The Gemara says that the Gaulus becomes, the Geula comes when someone hides. Get a Chumash easier. The Geula is better if someone doesn't take, if maybe Dabba Shem Oymar. It's all from this. So we'll get into that when we get to the other Perek Beis. What do you think? Sheikh first, right? Sheikh first. But anyway, Perek Gimel starts, Achad Varmela. Right after that, Gidel HaMelech Achshveres is Haman rose to power. What's the connection? The connection, in theory, the connection goes, and the Kadmonim say, is that Haman was a great mind player. He took advantage of every situation. So Haman came into Achashverosh and said, listen, long live the king. Great news, by the way, Achashverosh. You survived the assassination plot. I'm just curious, how did you survive the assassination plot? Oh, the queen did it. Yeah, anything behind that? Do you know who told the queen? But Mordechai was under the radar, till we know later on, safe as Achronis. So he says, I want to tell you something. You have to always go back in time and figure out who did the favor to you. I said, still hate. I brought in Esther. That was my idea. I got rid of Vashti. I brought in Esther. Pretty good, no? So Achashverosh says, yeah, therefore, Achar Devar Meiru, after his life was saved through Esther, is when it says then, Gidol Melech Achashverosh. Now Achashverosh comes into power, greater power, because again, he took credit, he usurped the credit. In the vacuum of Mordechai taking the credit, that's really what happened. Mordechai should have taken the credit. It was really his win. But Mordechai stayed under the radar. So in the vacuum of credit, Haman stepped up and got it. That's in the beginning of Parakim. And now, in the beginning of Parakim, we have, now Haman gets the power. And what happens when power gets to people? He starts demanding a lot of stuff. And in Pasuk Zion, we now have another thing. He's not bowing down. Mordechai is not bowing down to Haman, even though it's a decree. B'chodesh Arishin u'chodesh Iven b'shnas shteimes al ha-melech. Now we're in the 12th year. So somewhere along the line, we went from year 7, when Esther was chosen, and now Haman's in power, and it's year 12. Now, you could do a lot of things with this. How long after Esther get into power did Bixam Maseresh happen? How long after Bixam Maseresh assassinated, a potential assassination, did Haman move up in power? And how much after Haman moved up in power did he start insisting right away everyone bow down to him? That's very vague. It doesn't say it. We have a 5-year span here. There's a 5-year span, but question what we can do. We could move it around, right? You can move the, if you have the things, you can move it around all you want. So in year 7, she walked into the queen, and in between year 7 and year 12, Bixam Maseresh happened, Haman rose to power, Haman's demanding a lot, and now Haman's making the famous lottery to put the Jews in jeopardy. That's what's happening in Metzias, nothing I did differently. But now there's a Chiddush Nerish, because have it in front of you. In Pasuk Beis, as Pasuk Al was Acher, he became great, what the Megillah adds in an extra. Megillah says, B'chol Avdei HaMelech HaShem B'Shal HaMelech Koyrim U'Mishtachim L'Haman. Everyone has to bow down to Haman. Why? He came Tziv Eloi HaMelech. The Melech made a thing. The Melech officially made the rule that Haman rose to power, everyone bowed down to Haman. Okay. We know, as a general rule, brought down many, many times, that when every word's literal, so you have it in the Parshas Nechumash, does it call him Vayomer Paroi or Vayomer HaMelech or Vayomer HaMelech Paroi? And the same thing in the Megillah. Sometimes it calls him by Achashverosh. Sometimes it calls him HaMelech. Sometimes it calls him Melech Achashverosh. You got to figure it out. But the general rule is whenever it says the word Melech, it says his title of king without the name Achashverosh. It's very easy to plug it into. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which would mean, if you read the words that way, Ki Kein Tziv Eloi HaMelech, that means Hashem wanted the command. I don't know. Hashem wanted everyone to bow down to Haman. Sounds interesting. So the Menoi Salevi quotes a one line there. And he says, Matsasi Bisvarim, Kisve Yadis, he writes. Nice Levi is 1500. Matsasi Bikisve Yadis, one line that says, Ki Kein Tziv Eloi HaMelech. Ki is what? Because that. Kein, what's Ki Kein? Kein is numeric value 70. Matsasi Bikisve Yad, the Chiddush of all time, that Haman was only on top of the game in power for 70 days. Ki Kein means HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a command that what? That Haman should be in power for 70 days and that's it. That's a Chiddush Nerish, which means that Haman is now rising to power in Parakimel. He sends out the lottery tickets and he sends out the first letters to the world in the middle of Nisan, just to get the date straight. There's a lot that we have to have in front of us. The entire story from Parakimel, if you look at Parakimel, where does it say? That same Pasuk Zion says what? B'chodesh HaRishon U'chodesh Nisan. So Paragimel is occurring in Nisan. He sends out letters over the couple days to kill all the Yidden. End of Paragimel is when he says it. If you wanted to lahashmid laharig, then it says that the Melech va'am yashru va'haman yashru lishlois v'yashu shanavaycha. Then Parag Dalet starts when Mordechai sends it to Esther. Esther says fast for 3 days. All of this is occurring around Pesach time. And then there's a 2-day meal between Esther and then Haman gets hung. But the letters were sent out that, by the way, in 11 months from now, Papir, which means that this, from Paragimel all the way through the war, almost to the end of the Megillah, is happening in these 3 days during Nisan around Pesach time. And then a year later is when the battle happens in Purim time against the rest of Haman's children is a question, and the rest of the people in Shushan and stuff like that. Now, if Haman came to power, and what happens when Haman comes to power? He gets nervous, you remember, in Perag Vav, Achashverosh is trying to sleep. He can't sleep, the king. And he says, bring in front of me the Sefer Zechronos. Why? Because he was getting nervous. Achashverosh. Esther made a meeting with the king and Haman. There's all the basic story, but Esther calls the king to a meeting and starts getting nervous. Why is Esther, my queen, wanting a meeting with Haman? And he starts getting paranoid. The Gemara Megillah, which you guys did already, has many reasons of why she did it. And she says the first night, let's have another meeting. And he's starting to get nervous. What? Another meeting? What is going on here? What's going on? And he can't sleep. And in order to go to sleep, he says they brought in front of him the Sefer Zechariah. And they said, let me find an ally. Let me find someone to help me out. And that's when he tells everyone, what do we do to this guy, Mordechai? We saved him. He saved my life because still hate. Everyone knew Mordechai did it. Public not. So he said, we didn't do anything to him. So he said, oh, okay. Brings in Haman. Haman comes in. He says, Haman, listen, we got to help out this guy. And it comes out, Haman thinks it's about himself, the whole basic story, and it's really Mordechai. So when you're a little kid up until tonight, and you're thinking to yourself, when did this story happen? Sefer Zechariah. Sefer Zechariah in English. I don't know what the words are in English, so you have it in front of you. The ledgers. Let's look at the ledgers. Who did we not save? How long ago did you think that the story happened that Mordechai bixen aseres? I think everyone thinks before now. It happened a few years earlier. Mordechai didn't take credit. It's been going on for a while, and now he's nervous. According to this Al-Kabatz, according to Kisvei Yadus Rishonim, it was 70 days. Unbelievable. That means it's mind-blowing. That means Bixen Asheris tried to kill the king. Mordechai did not take credit. And then Haman rises to power. So 70 days before Pesach will be in a month from now, since we're right after Hanukkah, and it's 70 days till Purim. So it's a month from now. It's the end of Kislev, end of Tevis is when that occurs. And then Haman comes to power. And Haman's in power from the end of Tevis until Pesach, when he's killed. The Gansa Zach of Haman occurred during 70 days. That's what Menachem Levi says. And we're adding on now. That means in the Sefer Zechariah, when it says, oh, he never paid back Mordechai, and it doesn't sound like it's a big deal. He didn't pay him back. It was 70 days. It was less than 70 days, by the way, because this is before he gets killed. So it's really 68 days, whatever. You can figure it. You can play with the numbers there. So less than 70 days is what's happening. All because of what? Because if you go with this Matzasi, B'Kisvei Yodas, that Haman's power was only 70 days. In simple interpretation, when it says 70 days. Now, what's interesting is, when you start looking at, that's one Minhag HaLevi with maybe one Rishon. Maybe. But when you start looking around, they do say something differently. Because it says here, the end of Perek Beis, the last word is Vayevukash Hadova, Vayimtu, Vayitlu, Vayitalu. Shnei Malaitz. Bixen and Asheres were killed. Now, when is Haman hung? End of Perek Zion. Vayitlu is Haman Aleitz. So from the beginning of Perek Gimel to the end of Perek Zion, if you want to learn, that's 70 days. But some say, Rishonim, Medrashim, they count the Psukim. Unbelievable. Perek Gimel has how many Psukim? Basic math, Perek Gimel has 15 Psukim. Perek Dalet has 17 Psukim. Who's an accountant here? 15 and 17 in Israel, don't embarrass yourself.
22.
Now, Perek Hay. 32. Perek Hay has 14. Perek Hay has 14. So now we're at 46. Perek Vav has 14. And Perek Zion has 10. So instead of saying, this is many places, instead of saying that there are 70 days that Haman was in charge, they want to say it's 70 psukim. There are 70 psukim that they have a play on words. From the word Vayitalu, Shneim, that two people got hung on a tree, which is Bixen Aseres, at the end of Perek Beis, until the end of Perek Zion, when it says Vayitlu as Haman, from Vayitlu to Vayitlu, was 70 psukim. That's what a lot of Kamranim say. But I'm telling you that there's a Matzasi B'Kisvei Yad, that it's 70 days from Vayitlu to Vayitlu. 70 days from Vayitlu to Vayitlu. That's all it was. Which means you have to look at the whole story in a whole different way. Haman wasn't that great for a long time. Haman great for 70 days, that's it. Now, when Haman rose to power, what does it say? Achar advar me'ela, gidel ha'melech, achashverosh es Haman. There are a lot of ways to say you could put someone in power. But interestingly enough, here it says the word gidel. Back to what we started with today. Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey. What does it say? I'm so shabil, lemi gadol va'ad katan. We said the Rekech already said that a lamed mem of lemi gadol, lamed mem is gematria 70. Rekechri says that. I mean, we know that, but I'm saying he's pointing it out. We know Gematria 70. Points out Lamed Mem is 70. So we can clearly say that when the Pasuk is telling us Lumi Gadol Vakatan, the Lamed Mem is 70. Gadol is a play on words from Gidel HaMelech Es, Gidel HaMelech Achashverosh Es Haman, Ad Katan, until we get rid of the guy. So here in Pasuk Hey already, it's hinting to the fact that there might only be 70 days of Haman in charge where he could do it. 70 days. Now, it's not the 70 days of Hanukkah to Purim, because he got killed on Pesach, but it would be this time of year is when Haman comes to power. Now, I saw in the Yairus Dvash, the Yaivet says, what's Pshat 70 days? And he asked another kasha. Mordechai is not bowing down to Haman. So what does Haman do? And we said, it says over here, Ki Kain Tziva Lo Yamelech, that the king, simple interpretation means, Achashverosh the king, set up a choik, a rule, bow down to Haman. Mordechai is not bowing down. So what does Haman do? One says, it says, they told Haman every day what's going on. And Vayar Haman, he saw it himself, and he got upset, and he got angry, and he comes up with a whole plot. The plot to kill all the Jews. I have a good question. The king said, bow down to Haman. There's one Jew not bowing down to Haman. Shouldn't just pick up the phone, go to the king, and put him in handcuffs. Take Mordechai to the king and say, listen, this guy's not listening to you. He can't see Valoy Amelech. Oh, that's a different schmooze. Yeah, there's one schmooze for sure that Mordechai represented one Jew which makes a mistake or Klai Yisrael. But I'm asking a different question. Absolutely true, by the way. In fact, I think we discussed it last year. Mordechai, when Esther gets into power, is way before. When was Esther getting into power? We said year 7. This is 5 years earlier than Haman's involved. Right? If you want to learn that the last 70 days, Haman had his rise to power, which means Bix and Asheris happened at those 7, at the end of the 12th year, she's in power for 5 years before that. Haman's a nobody the whole time. He's not that impressive. He only became impressive Acher Perigimel. For 5 years, Mordechai is telling Esther, don't say you're a Yid. So I think we said it last year. This is an obvious question. What Mordechai should have done is told Esther, like most of us would do, oh, you're in the White House? I got a building code violation. I walk around with that rabbi sticker, no tickets when I drive fast in my car, right? Mordechai, instead of taking advantage of it, is doing the opposite. He's telling Esther, still, hey, don't say you're a Yid. We could have gained big time. We could have had all the policies we want, all the lobbyists would be chasing us. So one of the cheshbonists, and there are many, many cheshbonists, one day we'll go through maybe hundreds of, no, not about hundreds, but I have dozens of different explanations of what Mordechai was thinking. One of them was this cheshbon. He told Esther, listen, this guy, this king, is a guy who has a little bit, doesn't hold his liquor so well. And you know what happened last time he got angry? He went and killed his wife. But there's a difference when he killed his first wife. When he killed his first wife, he only killed her. But if you make a mistake, and he knows you're a Yid, then what's going to happen is he's going to take it out on you and all the Yidin also. There's a collective punishment when it comes to the Yidin. So yes, Mordechai told Esther, do not say you're a Yid because of collective punishment. Yes, Haman's coming after Mordechai because of collective punishment. But the Yaivetz is asking a different question. I understand, there's a choik from the king. Ki kain tzivah lehamelech to bow down. This guy's not bowing down. Bring him to the king. Put him in handcuffs, bring him to the king. What's the big deal? You got to come in a whole convoluted way? You should go to the king and tell the king the Jews aren't listening. You don't need a convoluted way. So the Yaivet says, another interesting detail, that old ancient Persian law was that the only time anyone who got a job in power, guess what? Probation for 70 days. So we'll make all the laws, we'll make all the rules, but they're really not, they're only half chal for the first 70 days. When 70 days arise, when day 70 arrives, then, l'mafrei, everything works. But those first 70 days, we're feeling things out. So even though Mordechai wasn't bowing down, in a way, not the Yaris Vash, me modernizing it, the Yaris Vash was saying that he couldn't run to the king. You're in charge. This is your probation. The king's going to tell him, figure it out. And did he break a technical law? Not sure he broke a technical law. It's a law, but it's not on the books until 70 days pass. Therefore, he has to come up with this whole convoluted way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that he wouldn't make it to fulfill the 70 days. Because by the end of the 7 days, maybe 2 hours before, forget to that, already Haman was hung on a tree. So the chiddush we have here now is that the 7 days between Chanukah and Purim, fine. There's a 70-day window. Ki kain siva loya melech. Ki kain gematria 70. And the 70 days is the only amount of time you have for power. And as well, we're saying, let me go to that cotton. But it goes before, because you have the chumash in front of you. If you look at the chumash in front of you, in the beginning of Perek Aleph, right now, Pasuk Tezayin. What does Pasuk Tezayin say? This is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin. There's a party going on. Vashi's not doing good. And the ministers of the king are now getting up. Pasuk Tezayin. It's a funny thing there. Vayoy Mememuchan. But that's not what it spells. When Eli's reading in the Megillah, that's not what it says. It doesn't say Vayoy Mememuchan. And when you're holding a Megillah, If you don't know this, you're going to say, oh, guy made a mistake. My sefer made a mistake. Because the ksiv, as you have in that little thing next to you, it says mumkein, mumchen. And Tosfos ala Torah, Tosfos ala Megillas Esther says, because mumkein, just a funny word, now we know what it means. He had a mum, a deficiency, a blemish, something in the word kein. That's what he says. Vague terminology. What we're saying makes perfect sense. He never got to reach the 70 days. He only had a 70-day power, but there was a mum in it. That's all he was going to get was 70 days. The 70 days was limited to 70 days. A chiddush narrative by this Menais HaLevi, that now you start seeing him, even though he's the only one who says it, from Matzah Sasi B'Ksav Yad, but you see hints to it in different places in the Megillah, that there only was a 70-day window of Haman being in charge, and in the 70-day window that he was in charge, he had a grois and a fila afterward, and we have a hint to it over here. But now, we come to a pasuk. Not a pasuk, what do you call it? And now again, we're going to have to figure out, which means, you could do this two ways. You could either say, you have to figure this out. I don't have an answer. Bigson and Seresh did a plot to assassinate the king, and Haman came to power. 70 psukim between Bigson and Seresh and the hanging of Haman. That's for sure. That's count the psukim. What about the timeline? How do you say 70 days? Do you say 70 days means, really Bigson and Seresh did their plot right away, but it took time until Haman stepped forward? Or do you say that Haman stepped over the next day? We don't know when exactly Bix and Basharish occurred. There's still a time period we could do. But now in the Yotzeris, which we don't read, and I could say I've never read this before in my life, to be honest, in the Yotzeris of Pasha Zachar, it says like this. There's a long Yotzer here. So even if you're reading along, by the time you get to the end, people are impatient. These are the last words. Tachlis Shivim Nitla Al Chamishim. English, vague English. We don't even have English. Do we have this? They must have Oscar English. In the Yotzeris also? Either way, until Rebelli finds the English Yotzer, it says like this. Tachlis means the end, right? The end. Techala shanas b'kloisa. Not tachlis with a ches. Tachlis with a chof. Techala shanas. Right? And now I'm curious what Oscar Tachlis says. Tachlis shivim. Tachlis the end shivim of 70. Nitla, he's hung. Al chamishim on 50. Now we know from the story of Esther is that Haman was definitely hung on a tree that was 50 amos. That's an open pasuk, by the way. That's not even a thing you have to find, right? Remember what it was? It's an open pasuk that says that he got hung on a tree. It's that same pasuk. The pasuk test in Perek Zion says, the Dibur Tevel HaMelech Oyim Beis Haman Govoya Chamishim Ama. Vayim Melech Tulu Alo. So the pasuk says he was killed. So one way to interpret this right now is going to be on this pasuk that it says that Tichla Shivim, that on the 70 meant, which you know, again, you have to know this this one line in the Menais HaLevi. The one line I say will be, Tichla Shivim means on 70, it says 70 days or not?
70 verses.
Oh, Oskol said, we'll see in a second. So what we can learn right now is, 70 days, on the end of 70 days, he was hung, look at the English here, he was hung on a 50 cubit gallow. So we have an unbelievable interpretation, because again, he only was in jail, he only was a leader for 70 days, and then he got hung on 50. But Rebelli points out that Oskol says, we said for sure, and that's more Medrash and more Kadmoni, but this you find in many places. The 70 days is hard to find. But the Medrash openly says, and the Rishonim al HaTorah definitely say, 70 psukim. So now, the only problem I have, me, as just not a problem, as I don't understand. What's the difference? How many psukim? What does it mean, the 70 psukim? What's the whole gang behind it? But you can say the 70 psukim from Vayitlu to Vayitlu, that you count it works out. And you can say that the 70 psukim represents something, and therefore you'll say, I mean, I don't know what you would have thought about before this. I would have shown you, what does it mean at the end of 70 verses of the Megillah? But who cares? But there is something to the 70 verses as well. But you have something now that in the Yoitzu was saying, Tachlis Shivim Nitla Achamishim. Tachlis Shivim Nitla Achamishim. One explanation is going to be 70 days. That's our explanation of our Chiddush tonight. One explanation is going to be, Oscar, you can't ever go wrong with that. 70 means the 70 verses. Right, so it's the 70th day. Like he didn't complete the 70 days. It's like that last day. And the third answer I saw, this was from a Heidegger, he wants to say that it goes like this. When are we saying this? You have to realize the historical concept of what's happening here. Again, to remember, Haman was killed on Pesach. Then there's an 11th month span that goes around until the Purim time, until the rest of the war occurs. But he's killed on Pesach. So I don't have a problem. Because on Pesach they have a minhag to do, they have matzah hamantashim, they have a megillah, they have a thing. But you could say like this, on Purim,
by
the seder also correct. It happened at night, right? At the end of 70 verse of megillah, telling us the greatest. But what we started by out by saying originally we said what? That between Chanukah and Purim are 70 days, the name of Melch's grandson. And he says, what happens in those 70 days? I'm not exactly sure. It's some type of Kabbalistic concept that you go through 70 days to create the 50 Shari Bina. You're reading this on Purim. So it could be Tachlis Shivan means we're finishing the 70 days from when Chanukah believed, and we're Nitla Al Chamishim doesn't mean. But Nitla Chamishim, either he was killed because of Al Chamishim, or we have rose to the level of 50 Shari Bina. 50 Shari Bina. So we have three interpretations now. Three or four now. That is three. We have 50 days, 50 Psukim, and 70 days, 70 Psukim, and or the 70, that's the 70 days of Haman, or the 70 days of Chanukah to Purim, which in a way makes sense, because Lamaisa, that's what we're reading this right before Purim, the Yotzitz of Parsha Zachar. And we still have to figure out the timeline exactly what's happening here, because the Megillah only gave us a couple of markers. It gave us the marker of when Esther came into power on year three of his reign, not Esther, when the party of Vashti was year three of his reign, Esther coming into power, we said year seven, Bishnas Shevel Mochusai, and Haman being done in year 12. It's even though Rebelli reads it in 45 minutes, or 35 minutes, this is going through a span of 9 years. Now, there's one more tremendous 70 in the Megillah. One more tremendous 70 in the Megillah. And that is, let's go through the Cheshbon again. So what happened in the Megillah is that Haman comes to power. And at a certain point in Chodesh Nisan, that's clear, says Chodesh Nisan, he decides to make a lottery to get rid of the Jews. And he sends out the Yigeris. The Yigeris, which we'll get to eventually, was written in code. Doesn't really say what's supposed to happen. It's vague. It says, get ready for that day. Okay. And then Esther says, what's going on? And man, that's what's a chiddush here, because part of we have to discuss when we get to it, is Mordechai is telling Esther, do something right now. Let's fast right now. And Esther's response is, why am I doing anything now? I got 11 months to take care of this. Why am I rushing into this right now? Let me wait till the king calls me in. Why is she saying, let me wait till the king calls me in? Because she's saying, relax, Mordechai, the due date is 11 months away. Let's take it easy. Mordechai says, no, we're going to do it right now. Esther's saying, what are we going to do? Maybe we'll fast. Fast on Pesach. No matzah, no dalet kaisis, nothing. And Mordechai agrees, we got to do this right now. And they fast on Pesach. And the letters go out, and now Haman's killed. That's not the end of the story. If you ever read the Megillah, at that point is when everyone hopes it's over, right? But Haman was killed when? Right at the end of Perek Zayin. How many prakim are there in Megillah? Oh, way to go. Right? You still got a whole full pager. Right? So what happens is, at one point, Esther comes into Achashverosh and says, listen, these letters are going out. Now, I revealed myself. She revealed that she's a Yid. I revealed myself who Mordechai is. We got to stop the letters. And what does Achashverosh say? Sorry. Once a decree is sent out. We got to figure out what to do with it. And they start playing games. What are we going to do? We're going to send out a second set of letters that says, protect yourself. Whatever, we're going to have to get to that eventually. But there's a second set of Igeris Hashnias. The second set of letters are sent out. It tells us when. Do you remember what Perica tells us? It tells us it's sent out on the 23rd of Sivan. It's the day that people celebrate. The 23rd of Sivan, Megillah says it openly. I don't remember now what Pasuk it is. The 23rd of Sivan, it's sent out. The second letters. Of course, you can't get it. I know that. We're talking about what now? The whole class? 70 days. From the 13th of Nisan until the 23rd of Sivan, 70 days. From Igeres Rishonis until Igeres Shnias, 70 days. So someone will learn that when it says, Besoif, unbelievable way, Kadmonim say this, Besoif Shivim, Tichla Shivim, when the 70 days were up, Nitla, he was killed Al Chamishim, they learn, these are Kadmonim, they learn a Chiddush Naira, that the Piyut is learning that Haman was not hung on Pesach. This is the second massive chiddush tonight. Maybe other chiddushim. One is that he was in power 7 days. When you read the Megillah, but Pashtus, according to almost everybody, just reading it, he was killed on Pesach. But when it says 70, after 70 days he was hung, we will learn the whole time 70 days of power. But Kadmoinim learn, no, the 70 days means from Igeris Rishonis to Igeris Nias, which means from Yud Gimel Nisan to Chav Gimel Sivan. And in Chav Gimel Sivan was Nitla Al Chamishim, that Haman was killed on the 23rd of Sivan. And I saw one of the Purushim from a while ago, he said you should know that if you learn the Pirush and the Piyut this way, you're learning that the Paitan, a lot of the Paitanim are Kadmoinim, some of them are even from Rishonim, from Tanaim and Arayim, that this Paitan is going to argue on how everyone else learns the Megillah. That Haman was not killed during Nisan. He was killed during Sivan. That will be a fourth potential interpretation of what it means after 70. 70 days of Haman's power, 70 psukim, 70 days of Chanukah to Purim, or 70 days from Igeris Rishonis to Igeris Nias. Stop here. Next week, we're going to do a few more interpretations, and we'll tie it into Parshas Vayechi.